Well, welcome to another episode of the Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu. Like always, on all podcast platforms that were Brand Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brand Janu Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show, man. I hope you go there and you subscribe, you comment, you like. Do comment back, man. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. So let's get into it. So tonight is Wrestling Life. And I am doing another top 10. This time, my top 10 is about one man and some of his greatest matches. And that man is the one, the only, the Phenom, the Dead Man, The Undertaker. There has never been a character in wrestling that has changed the conversation of what a wrestler character is than The Undertaker, man. The man ruled the yard for 30 years. He is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, in my opinion. But the craziest thing is, it was hard to find like 10 of his greatest matches. But when you have seen some of his greatest matches, you would immediately say, that shit is fucking fantastic. So I composed a list of some of my favorite Undertaker matches. Again, let me say that again. Some of my favorite Undertaker matches. And I did 10 of them. Now, I've done this only once, and that was with John Cena. And I think I got some pretty good reviews on that. I can't remember if I did or didn't. I can't really tell you if I did or didn't because I can't remember now. But this is going to be fun. I enjoyed it. I went back, watched some of his matches just to see how much as the time really passed that I could remember some of these matches. And yes, so you know if you have seen me do a top 10 list either with music or when I have done the Wrestling Life top 10, you know how I started off. I go from 10 to 1 and describe why I love these matches so much. So let's get into it. So kicking off the list at number 10, The Undertaker versus Jeff Hardy. SmackDown 2007. A lot of people rave about their match that they had on Raw. The ladder match that they had on Raw. But I actually think the Extreme Rules match they had in 2008. Was probably one of the best matches at that stage in Undertaker's career that he probably had. This is before, you got to realize, this is before the Shawn Michaels, Triple H classics. Like, this is right in the middle of them. And it's right before him. So, Jeff Hardy, the match that catapulted Jeff Hardy as a player in WWE was that ladder match on Raw. But this match catapulted Jeff Hardy into becoming the main event caliber star that he was. A couple months later, literally a month later, because they had the match, I think, in November of that year. November of that year. They had the match in November of that year. And a month later, Jeff Hardy would become the WWE champion. So, yeah, I truly believe... Yeah, that's crazy. Damn, that is true. Because in 2000, holy shit, yeah. So Jeff Hardy would become the WWE champion like in December at Armageddon against Triple H and Edge, in that triple threat match. But this was the match that catapulted him into becoming the main event to become the champion, pretty much to me, because this is the first match when Jeff Hardy started wearing the face paint and was you know, changing his character up. This was the match. This was the first match that he became that guy, and it was against The Undertaker. So, and he took The Undertaker to the brink, and the craziest thing is how he actually won the match, because he didn't win the match with a Swanton Bomb. He won the match from a leg drop from from over a ladder onto The Undertaker and pinned him and beat him. So in that match that they had at Monday Night, he lost to The Undertaker. So this was actually Undertaker giving Jeff Hardy that yeah, you can put the title on him and he can actually go. Now, of course, he lost the title fucking soon as he won it. A month later, he lost it to Edge at the Royal Rumble. But anyway, it goes. This was the match that kind of catapulted Jeff Hardy into becoming one of definitely a major player in the WWE main event picture. So definitely, man, one of my favorite matches by Jeff Hardy and The Undertaker. Definitely. That's number 10. So you already know how this is going to go. Coming in at number 9 is The Undertaker versus Batista in 2000 and what is it, 7? Yeah, 2007 Backlash Last Man Standing match. Batista and Undertaker got some fucking matches. WrestleMania 23, the steel cage match they had, hell, the Hell in a Cell match they had, a lot of classic Undertaker and Batista matches. But this was still before they kind of overdid the fucking rivalry. This was literally right after Undertaker took the belt from him at WrestleMania 23. This was the next match between the two. They were banged up, but it was still a fucking classic. You had Batista bleeding, Undertaker. And him, this was the match that Batista speared them both off the stage. It was fucking fantastic. One of the best matches that we could have asked for from two men at the time. Caliber of the Undertaker and Batista. Like I said, they didn't overdo it. At the time, it wasn't overdone. So it was literally the second time they ever had matched up. It was perfect. It was for the World Heavyweight Championship. And it ended in no contest. So that's kind of why the rivalry continued to be where it was becoming. But one of my favorite Undertaker matches by far because of how the fucking ending was and how at the time you just didn't know. Batista at the time was unstoppable. So to see him lose at WrestleMania, you're like, yeah, that makes sense. But to see him lose to The Undertaker again, that shit just doesn't happen. So, and he didn't lose, it was a no contest, but it still was a classic between those two. Coming in at number 8 on the list, it is The Undertaker and a oldie but a goddamn goodie. Undertaker versus Mankind. Yes, I am going to put that match on this list. Undertaker versus Mankind, King of the Ring, 1998. Hell in a Cell. This was literally the second Hell in a Cell match of all time. The first Hell in a Cell match, Shawn Michaels got his ass whooped the entire match. Classic and a fucking amazing match. But Shawn Michaels got his ass whooped. Shawn Michaels, if it wasn't for Kane showing up, Shawn Michaels should have never won that match. Mankind, Mick Foley, takes two of the most, oh my God, how the fuck is he still breathing? Bumps I've ever seen in my life. Still to this day, rewatching this match, I still remember being a 4-year-old, 5-year-old kid and seeing Mick Foley get thrown off the side of the fucking Hell in a Cell onto a fucking table and thinking he's dead. I'm 30 years old. I still think Mick Foley died that night. You cannot tell me he got up and walked the fuck away from that. That is, when you hear, the greatest commentary team of all time, JR, Jim Ross, and Jerry the King Lawler, literally sit and look at Mick Foley like, oh my God, I think he's dead. Oh my God, I think he's dead. If somebody, Jim Ross is literally screaming in the back, if somebody get their ass up and come out here and check on this man. Like, it was just like, oh my God. Then the second fall is actually crazier than the first one. Like, if you actually look at it, yo, Mick Foley could have broke his fucking neck, like, off the second fall. Like, he is literally choke slammed through a fucking cage. He is lucky that he put the chair right there. Because if not, he falls on the back of his fucking head and breaks his fucking neck. Like, bruh. And then to find out that he actually, because the chair kind of went up and hit him in the face still, that he knocked his teeth out. Like, bruh, like this fucking match is crazy, bro. And they still battled for like 15 to 20 minutes after that. Like, that shit is fucking nuts. Like, you just hold your head. Like, how the fuck is this possible? I get it. For a lot of people, it's a little bit too much, and it's 1998 shit. And but for a young kid like me, at that time in my life, and still to this day, yes, does it get overhyped for a lot of people? Probably. But when you watch it, if you didn't know the history of it and you were just watching it for the first time, you'd be like, oh my God, what the fuck am I watching? You'd be like, oh my God, what the fuck am I watching? It's one of them. Like, it's one of them, man. And it's a testament to how legendary that match is. It's fucking legendary, man. I'm sorry. It's one of those matches, man. So it is definitely on my list, and it's at number 8. Coming in at number 7. Okay. Coming in at number 7. Keeping it with the theme of just classic fucking matches of The Undertaker and Hell in a Cells. Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. No Mercy 2002. Hell in a Cell for the WWE Championship. This is young Brock. I know they had another Hell in a Cell match a couple years, when they got older. But this is young Brock. This is still fast, quick, agile Undertaker. Like, yo, this is top tier Brock. This was Brock's first rivalry after he won the WWE Championship. SummerSlam 2002, he beat The Rock. His first rivalry was with The Undertaker. Unforgiven in 2002, September, and in October of that year, he fought The Undertaker in Hell in a Cell. And man, this match was bloody. It was crazy. Paul Heyman, at the time, this man Paul Heyman got cut open because he kept trying to interfere, and so the Undertaker grabbed his ass and put him in a cell, and he kicked his ass. Oh, that shit was so crazy, man. Brock had broken the Undertaker's hand with a propane tank. Oh man, the shit was crazy. Like, the lead up to this match was fucking nuts, and it's one of my favorite matches by Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker, which is crazy to say. It's one of my favorite matches by Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker. It was young Brock, and the fact that he actually beat The Undertaker in Hell in a Cell, and this is like the first real time you saw Brock Lesnar actually have to go in a match and really prove he was that fucking dude, and he did it against The Undertaker. Like I said, they had another Hell in a Cell match years later. Yeah, cool, but this one was my favorite out of all of them. So, and this is actually my favorite Undertaker and Brock Lesnar match. I don't really think they match up all that well to begin with. SummerSlam kind of sucked. The Hell in a Cell match was better, but at that time we didn't see blood at that time like that. So to see Undertaker and Brock Lesnar bleeding in the Hell in a Cell match at that time, 2016, 2015, 20, yeah, 2015. Yeah, it was what you wanted, because we ain't we at that time. No, 2015. At the time, blood was just not a part of WWE. 2014. Yeah, 2014. No, it was 2015. 2015. I'm tripping. 2015. It was not a lot of blood at the time. So it made sense, to see the Taker and Brock Lesnar bleeding in a Hell in a Cell match. But this was one of my favorite matches at the time. It was 0-2, like I said, young Brock Lesnar. A very still gamed Undertaker, like, yeah, this is one of my favorite matches that they've ever done. So hell yeah. Number 6. It is Undertaker versus CM Punk, WrestleMania 29. The last match before the streak was broken. They had to give CM Punk something. You literally made him drop his title to The Rock at the Royal Rumble. He didn't win it again at the Elimination Chamber, so you had to give CM Punk something. And man, this was probably the best lead up to the fucking WrestleMania 29 that I could think of. And yes, even with the loss of Paul Bearer, but they used that to their advantage to create this rivalry, and that's a good thing, you know. CM Punk and Taker's had some really good matches in the past. They've been rivals before, but this was probably the best one they had. This was the closest at that time that the Undertaker probably, outside of the lore of Triple H and Shawn Michaels, this was the most that you have ever seen the Undertaker probably go through that could have lost his streak. This was one of those matches, man. And you kind of felt like it was starting to feel like Taker's gonna probably lose the streak eventually. But if he was supposed to lose, I would have preferred it to CM Punk. CM Punk was at the time the longest running champion in modern history up until, you know, Roman Reigns. I mean, Brock Lesnar, but then Roman Reigns. But CM Punk's greatness is just unreal. And at that time, man, that was a really great matchup between them two at WrestleMania 29. Probably one of my favorite matches ever. And yeah, I love that match very much. So yeah, just missed the top five. Just missed the top five. So before I get into the top five, let me rehash the top five, the 10 through 6. So starting off the list was Undertaker versus Jeff Hardy, Extreme Rules, October 2000 and want to say 8. Yeah, 2009 actually. 2009. No, 2008. I'm tripping because 09 was the 25th anniversary. So 2009, 2008. Yeah. So 2008, October 2008, SmackDown. Jeff Hardy versus Undertaker, Extreme Rules. Number 9, Undertaker versus Mankind. Oh no, Undertaker versus Batista. Last Man Standing match. Backlash 07. Number 8 is Undertaker versus Mankind, 1999, King of the Ring, Hell in a Cell. Number 7, Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar, Hell in a Cell, No Mercy, 2002. Number 6 is Undertaker versus CM Punk, WrestleMania 29. Let's get into it. Top 5, here we go. Kicking off the top 5 is the Undertaker versus Edge SummerSlam. 2000, I want to say 8. Yeah, 2008. Yeah, they fought in 2008. This was the match that put Edge on hiatus, which he came back in Survivor Series in 2008. But this was the match that put him on hiatus for a minute. And The Undertaker and Edge rivalry probably helped Edge the most out of, and I love John Cena and Edge rivalry. That rivalry was fantastic, but the Undertaker and Edge rivalry was perfect. What's the meme? What's the meme? Perfect, right down to the atom. It was perfect, it was perfect. Edge and Taker rivalry was perfect. And if you didn't see this match, Hell in a Cell, SummerSlam, you would probably not even know. Edge had to literally transform back into the old Edge. He went nuts. And this match was one of the best examples of it, man. Edge and Taker went out there and had a fucking classic the moment they stepped in the ring. One of my favorite matches by both of these men. I'm going to definitely do a top 10 Edge match. Soon, and it will probably be on my list. But the same thing with Jeff Hardy, Batista, and Brock Lesnar, and pretty much everybody I've announced. Everybody on this list, I'm pretty much gonna do a top 10 list on. But Edge is definitely probably gonna be one of the next ones up. Definitely, I'm gonna do so. But yeah, that match, man, at SummerSlam 2008 was one of the best matches I've ever seen. And it wasn't for a title. That's the beautiful thing about it. A lot of these matches not really for titles. But this match was fantastic. It was one of the best matches Edge has ever done. And Undertaker just went out there and showed up and showed out. You couldn't have asked for anything better than that. Coming in at number four is The Undertaker's last match, which was the Barnyard match, WrestleMania 36, Undertaker versus AJ Styles. It is probably one of my favorite Undertaker matches. And it was his last match. Now, a lot of people talk about WrestleMania 36, and, you know, of course, it sucked. It was supposed to suck. It was in a fucking pandemic. But this was probably the best match they ever did because I'm assuming it was supposed to be a buried alive match. I don't fucking know. But if it was or wasn't, they made the best out of this, and this was one of the best times to do it. This was it, man. Undertaker's last match. I remember watching night one, realize like watching night one and being like, man, this fucking match is fantastic. AJ Styles, this is probably one of the best AJ Styles matches he's ever had, probably in WWE. Just the nuance of all of this, all of the greatness of this. Now the build-ups kind of was whatever. But that match was fantastic, man. Undertaker shattering the glass, cutting open his hand, arm, and it was, oh man, the shit was so great. Undertaker choke slamming AJ off the fucking roof. Oh man. The meme that everybody has nowadays when AJ Styles is throwing up the tractor and trying to put the dirt on the take on Undertaker, Undertaker just standing behind him. And he turned, oh shit! Like, it just, oh man, it was just so Undertaker, bro. It was like, oh man, that's his last match, man. It was the best one to have. Yeah, man, it was one of my favorite matches that the Undertaker's ever had, man. And definitely, man. Okay, so the top three is unchangeable. I'm not giving a fuck. Like, these three matches from the Undertaker is probably three of the greatest matches I've ever seen. Probably in my life. And it was never gonna change. So let's get this out the way. Number three, Undertaker versus Triple H at WrestleMania 27, no holds barred. Yeah, I get it. A lot of people sit there and say the build-up kind of was whatever, and it was, and on that WrestleMania 27, it's low-hanging fruit. It's low-hanging fruit. It really, but this was fucking fantastic. Like, we need to have a real conversation about like just how great that match was. I know people more so probably talk about WrestleMania 28 between them two. Whatever. This was the best match that they had. I like WrestleMania 28 match with the Hell in a Cell with Shawn Michaels being a special guest referee. This was probably the closest the Undertaker streak came to being broke. At this time, even at WrestleMania 25, you're like, yeah, Shawn could do it, but not like that. When Taker got tombstone by Triple H, watching this shit live, you were like, oh my God, the streak is over. Like, you couldn't believe it. Like, the streak was, oh, you cannot tell me watching that shit, you did not think the streak was over. You cannot sit here and tell me you didn't think the streak was over. That, oh my God, that match was fantastic, man. The fact that Taker didn't even walk out, he got on an ambulance and got carted out, like, bruh, that shit was legendary, man. One of the best matches ever, man. One of the best matches. One of my favorite matches, probably by those two men ever. Coming in at number two. If number one didn't happen, this would be number one. And it wouldn't even be close. Number two, Undertaker versus Kurt Angle, 2006, No Way Out for the World Heavyweight Championship match. There's a lot of matches in life that happens if you're a wrestling fan, where I'm pretty sure a consensus would tell you straight up, this might be the greatest fucking match I've ever fucking seen. Undertaker versus Kurt Angle at No Way Out 2006 should have happened at WrestleMania 22. And it's not even close. It should have happened at WrestleMania 22. Kurt Angle should have been the one to snap the streak at that time. Because at the time, Undertaker was actually trying to get people to snap the streak. If Kurt Angle would have accepted that and fought at WrestleMania 22 with The Undertaker, if this was the main event of WrestleMania 22 and Kurt Angle won, a Taker won, I don't give a fuck who would have won, it would have been considered one of the greatest WrestleMania matches of all fucking time, because this match is probably one of the greatest matches that has ever happened. This is 2006 Kurt Angle. 2006 Kurt Angle, the wrestling machine versus the dead man, the Undertaker. I wish this match would have happened at WrestleMania. I swear, I wish this match would have happened at WrestleMania. Fucking do. I truly, truly hoped that this match would have happened at WrestleMania, because this was a back and forth match. I've never seen, at that time in my life, in 2006, you didn't see too many back and forth matches. You didn't know who was going to win. Even the ending was crazy. Excuse me. Undertaker got Kurt Angle in a rear naked choke, and Kurt Angle flips over and pins the Undertaker, and everybody in the building like, who the fuck won? Like, who won? And then and Taz on commentary with Michael Cole and been like, I think Kurt Angle won. I think Kurt won. I think Kurt won. It was nuts, man. It was a crazy, 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 crazy match. One of my favorite matches of all time. It just it's pure wrestling, baby. It's pure wrestling. It's pure wrestling, baby. It's pure wrestling. I don't know what you want me to tell you. It's pure wrestling, baby. It's pure wrestling. This was wrestling at its finest. And if this was pure wrestling at its finest, then number one is what WWE was built for. It is the epitome of sports entertainment. Because at number one, y'all already know it was number one, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 25. There is nobody in the world would ever tell you that this match isn't the greatest match they probably ever seen in life. People can sit here and tell me Will Ospreay has the greatest matches, and Will Ospreay is still in his, what, 30s, early 30s, maybe 20s, maybe. These men were like in their 40s. These men were like in their 40s, bro. Like, and they went out there at WrestleMania 25 in front of the biggest stage, the biggest WrestleMania at the time, and they went out there, and you know what they did? They outperformed the entire fucking card. I don't give a fuck who was at the beginning. I don't give a fuck who was at the end. Watching them talk about this match on the Rivals, on A&E, and Michael Hayes told them they were the fifth match, and they were like, how many matches on the card? 10. And they were like, we're the fifth match? And Taker and Shawn both looked at each other and said, yeah. They could pack this shit the fuck up. They go home after this because we gonna whoop that ass. Like, it is nuts to see how, man, it's that match is bona fide legendary. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. This is probably one of the greatest WWE matches that they have ever had. And I'm pretty sure this wasn't vexed. This wasn't super overdone. This wasn't Vince inputting shit into it. This probably was just straight up Triple H. This is probably straight up just Undertaker and Shawn Michaels saying, you good with doing this? Yeah. You good with doing this? Yeah. Okay, let's go out there and do it. Like, I'm pretty sure that's exactly how the conversation went. You sure you can do that? Yeah. You sure you can do that? Yeah. Okay, cool. And they went out there and had a fucking classic. This is probably the greatest WWE match of all time. I'm not even bullshitting you. I just watched WrestleMania 40. I love the Cody Rhodes Roman Reigns match, both matches, WrestleMania 39 and 40. But when we have a conversation of the greatest WrestleMania matches, it starts here, and we're done. It starts here, And then we can have a whole other conversation. But it starts here. Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 25. I watch this shit like probably every other day on YouTube just because I just want to watch some wrestling. That tells you all you need to know. I type this match in to watch wrestling. I'm like, I can't think of a match. Fuck it. Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker, WrestleMania 25. This is probably the greatest wrestling match they've ever been done because it's the age. It's where they were at their careers. It's the greatest wrestling match of all time. I can't even knock it. Like it fucking is, man. Maybe in years I would probably look at this differently. Cody and Roman, WrestleMania 39, and even just recently. But for my money, if you ask me right now, Undertaker vs. Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 25 is the greatest WrestleMania match. It's the greatest WWE match, and probably the greatest wrestling match of all time. You can say I'm probably crazy, and you nigga, you just, but I'm just saying off of what I believe. This was that is like, and again, like I just said about the Kurt Angle one. If you ask someone, concise, like point blank, period, what's the greatest match you've ever seen? Probably Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 25. I'm pretty sure of it. I'm pretty fucking sure of it, man. So. The legend, the legacy of those two men before that match and then after that match. Oh my God, I got taken to another level. So, yeah, that's number one, man. So, we go through it again. Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25 is my number one match, Undertaker match of all time. Number two is the Undertaker versus Kurt Angle, No Way Out, World Heavyweight Championship in 2006. Number three is WrestleMania 27, No Holds Barred, Undertaker versus Triple H. Number four is Undertaker versus AJ Styles, Barnyard match, the last Undertaker match of all time at WrestleMania 36. Number five, Undertaker versus Edge. Yeah, Undertaker versus Edge. Hell in a Cell 2008 at SummerSlam 2008. Number six, Undertaker versus CM Punk, WrestleMania 29. When he went 21-0. Number seven is Undertaker versus Mankind, Hell in a Cell, 1998, King of the Ring. No, wait. Wait, I fucked up somewhere. Hold on. No, number seven is Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar, No Mercy, 2002, Hell in a Cell for the WWE Championship. Number eight is Undertaker versus Mankind, King of the Ring, 1998, Hell in a Cell. Number nine is Undertaker versus Batista, World Heavyweight Championship match for in the Last Man Standing match at Backlash 2007. And number 10 is Extreme Rules, Undertaker versus Jeff Hardy in 2008. The next man to get a top 10 list for wrestling matches will be the one, the only, the Viper. Randy Orton. Oh yeah. Oh, have fun with that one. But until next time, man, and also my next Wrestling Life episode will be the draft. I will be doing that n not next week, but the week after next because of I'll be in Vegas next Wednesday. I'll be on a plane, matter of fact, getting ready to get on a plane to next week around this time. But when I come back, I will be doing a draft, and then of course that following Saturday will be Backlash. So I'll be doing my Wrestling Life for Backlash in France. But until next time, man, this is Wrestling Life. Go watch some Undertaker, man. God damn it, on YouTube. But if you got Peacock, go watch the Undertaker, man. Until next time, I am Brandon Janui. Peace.